Going Up on the Roof with Corey Swanson of The Roofing Dog, our podcast rolling on here. And Corey, welcome back.
Thanks, Chad.
Let's talk about your crew here today and the fact that you guys do not subcontract. So important for folks to know who is going to be working on their house, on their roof, coming to their property. Some folks are very protected, maybe a little less at ease with working with some folks than others just because of where they may be located, or maybe they have children that are home, parents that are home, and whatever the case may be. But the important thing is the folks that they meet with Roofing Dog are the folks that are going to be on their property. That's so important.
It is. That means a ton to me. In almost 30 years of doing this, that's the way I've always done it. Mm-hmm. Started out as a 19-year-old kid on the roof swinging a hammer for my customers, and I never knew any different. And you see a lot in construction in general, but in particular in roofing, you'll see a company sell a job and then hire an outside crew or a crew that's not really their employees to install the job, and that's called subcontracting. And to me, that's never something that I wanted. I wanted to represent the customer hired me to do the job. I wanted to represent me and my company on the job. And, you know, all the guys that are with me, there's a lot of guys that have been with me pushing 15 years now. And what that allows me to do is really know the customer, really know the job we're working on. So if there's ever an issue 5-10 years down the road, we can come back and say, oh yeah, we worked on this roof. We know this area. And rather than having some crew who may not be around anymore, sure, that not know what the job's about.
Well, it's credibility too. The fact that your name is put on there, you are able to stand behind your product. You don't want to necessarily speak for somebody else's work.
Exactly. 100%. It's my work. It's my name. And I have to stand behind that integrity and mm-hmm. honor that, you know. And if someone else is up there doing work in my name, now I got to stand behind their work. And that's not a good thing. And it all comes down to the homeowner. They're the ones that this is a large, large investment for them. And I take that very personal. They put their faith and trust in me to do this job. And, you know, me and my guys are going to do it right.
Well, let's talk about an instance in which this has actually been beneficial to you. There's a job well done, a sense of satisfaction that comes from folks coming back and saying, hey, you know what? The person I met was there day one. He was there the final day. And this has led you to having, let's say, other jobs and other houses to work on here. Has there been a situation like that that has come from this policy?
You know, we could probably be here all day talking about this. And more than what's come out of that, more than the other jobs or referrals, mm-hmm. is some of the friendships. You know, sure. People have put their faith and trust in me to do these big jobs. And just from doing a roof, have developed some lifetime friends. I can think of one customer in particular who's a husband and wife, and the husband has now passed, and now the wife's alone, and she still calls me little things. You know, the fire alarm might be, she might not be able to change a light bulb and stuff, sure, like that. And it's those type of relationships that we've built over 30 years of doing this. I can't even name all the relationships like that, that people have become true friends of our family, and they can call on me to do anything, you know, check on that. And you know, especially the elderly ladies that we've helped, you know, after they've lost their husbands, you know, just from doing their roof at one point in time, is it's really a cool satisfaction.
Well, that word of mouth, that helps you guys succeed, and that's why Roofing Dog is the premier go-to for the roofing business here in our area.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We've got a lot more episodes of the Roofing Dog podcast coming up, Going Up on the Roof with Corey Swanson, but folks that want to get a hold of you today, reaching out to you to find out what you can do for their roof, how do they reach out?
The best way is to go to the website, theroofingdog.com. You can learn a lot more about us there, and you can enter your information, and we'll get in contact with you to come out. Or if you want to call the office, you can call my wife, Melissa, in the office, 217-355-7663.
Corey, we will see you next time up on the roof.
Thanks, Chad.
Call 355-ROOF. The roof is